Good morning. My name is Caleb Conrad, the Director of Contemporary Worship here at Asbury United Methodist Church. We are so happy to have you join us here this morning, be it virtually. We want to say hello and we miss you to all of our Asbury family, and welcome to those that have come across this maybe randomly on their Facebook timeline or were invited by one of our members. We are really glad that you're here, and we hope that today, this worship service, through this time of endless uncertainty and negativity, will bring you blessings and give you hope and know that God is with you no matter what's going on in your life. So without further ado, let's prepare our minds and hearts for worship.
Friends, please join me in a time of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we come to you this morning as your humble, loved children. We all come to you, God, in different states of mind, in different states of the heart, but we come to you with confidence knowing that you see us, God, that you see us for who we are and you see us where we are. And you are ready to meet us, to embrace us in your love and your mercy. God, we are so thankful that we have the opportunity to gather here together. Though it may be virtually, God, we know that you are with us and you are among us. That through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, God, you are working your way into our hearts, that you are seeking to change us, that you are seeking to draw us closer to you. And so, God, this morning we gather to worship and glorify you, knowing that the love that we feel, that the true love that we feel in our hearts can only exist because you first loved us. God, this morning we pray for our country. We know that you are hard at work, God, that you are always hard at work, working to redeem all of us, to reconcile all of us to you. And we ask this morning that through your mighty hand, God, you sow the seeds, that you remove the seeds of deep-seated division in our country, that you bring us together under the umbrella that is the love of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we ask that you allow us to see each other for what we truly are, which is your beloved children, not as political ideologues, not as enemies, but as a united kingdom of your love. God, this morning we pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who are moving in dark places and dark spaces to glorify your name. God, we can be guilty sometimes of taking for granted the freedoms that we have here to boldly speak your name. So we ask that you are with those around the world, that you place a hedge of protection around them as they seek to bring people to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. God, this morning we pray for our church right here at Asbury UMC. We are in a time of transition. And God, you know the path that we are going down. We ask that you are with us, that you guide us, that you move us, and help us to make solid, loving decisions as we seek to reopen our building. God, we ask that you are with us today, that you are with us through all of our problems, all of our insecurities, all of our doubts, as we move up this mountain together, as we move up towards your glory. Take us by the hand, God. Embrace us. Let us feel your warmth, your love, your protection as we seek to glorify you. God, we give thanks to you today for the risen Savior, for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who through death and resurrection was able to reconcile us to you, was able to show us in his earthly ministry what love is, and who taught us to pray by teaching us the Lord's Prayer, which we will say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. Good morning. It's a blessing to be with you this morning. I'm Nick Schimmer. I'm one of the pastors here at Asbury United Methodist Church, and I would like to welcome you to this time of worship, to our Asbury family and to our friends that are joining us online. I am so thankful that you are here with us. This is an exciting week in the life of the church here at Asbury UMC. We are starting a brand new sermon series. We are calling that sermon series Reunited and Reignited. And what we're going to challenge ourselves to do over the course of the next 4 weeks is to take a moment and pause and think about the massive change that our world has gone through in the last few months since we were last together in worship, and take a moment and look at the Great Commission that Jesus Christ gave to his apostles that still rings true for us today. Even if we weren't in a time of pandemic or in a time of quarantine, it would be a good practice to get this scripture out and to look at it. Because as we know, in terms of discipleship, the goalposts can move on us sometimes as the community around us changes. So this will be a great exercise to look at over the next 4 weeks, where God is calling us in the midst of everything going on. Where is God calling us here in Little Rock to truly get out and make disciples? It's an interesting premise to think about. And we have all of that against the backdrop of our church considering a return to in-person worship. I want to take a moment and say something about that real quick. We have a lay leadership table here at Asbury UMC that has been diligently working on putting a plan together that will allow us to safely return to in-person worship. And I want to commend all of them for the passion, thoughtfulness, carefulness, and love that they are putting into this heavy task. They are meeting weekly and going through the policies and procedures and safety protocols, making sure that we have all of the necessary PPE equipment that we need so that we may return to in-person worship safely. And so I am thankful for that group and all the work that they have done. This week we are going to start our series by looking at verses 16 and 17 of the Great Commission in Matthew 28. So often when you look at the sermon series that are out there and available that look at these passages, they so often start with verse 18, the meat and potatoes of the Great Commission. All authority has been given to me, Jesus cries out. But prior to that, there's two verses that are really worth considering that too often we gloss over. So I'm excited to look at those scriptures with you this morning. But before we do that, If you have your mask ready, grab it. I'll take a moment, get a little bit of sanitizer, and we'll get started. Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 and 17. It reads as follows. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Three of the four Gospels tell some type of Great Commission story. And while they all might be a little different, they all hammer home the same point, which is Jesus' disciples, the apostles, are called to bring the word of Jesus Christ, the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to all the nations of the world. And in this telling of Matthew, you find a version that is a little bit different than the others. If you read it just on face value, or if you are of a certain theology, you have this belief, this understanding that the 11 disciples went to Galilee, went up to the mountain, and they alone heard this message from Jesus. But if we pay attention to Matthew or John chapter 20, we also understand that Jesus had appeared to the disciples in a locked room, that he had revealed himself to them, that he had revealed himself to a doubting Thomas to make them believe that he was the risen Christ. And so what are we to glean from that? That these apostles all told different stories because they didn't remember it correctly? I don't think that's the case. See, we don't have four different gospels. We've talked about this before. We have four writers that are telling us the one true gospel. And so you have a different series of events that occur over time. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 6, Paul talks about Jesus appearing to the 500. And so it's very possible that it happens here at this moment. And so I want you to take a walk with me as we look at this scripture and go to a starting point, which is at the base of the mountain. The 500, including the 11 disciples. Remember, it's no longer 12. Judas is already out of the picture. They won't add another disciple until the early church is formed in the book of Acts, so it is the 11, along with 500 other people, ascend this mountain, moving towards the glory of Jesus Christ. One of the things that we can do that is dangerous is we can read the Bible two-dimensionally. And what I mean by that is when you come across a person in the Bible or a group of people, you don't see them as the three-dimensional people that they are. Well, I would imagine that among that 500, there were people of varying ages, of varying health conditions, of varying weights. They weren't all 25 and in peak physical condition. Some of them probably looked like me and could stand to lose a few pounds. And so they start this ascent up the mountain, moving towards Jesus. And I imagine that even if all 500 left at the same time, they wouldn't all arrive at the same time. My house sits on a pretty large hill. You can look at the picture here. And it's a very easy hill to walk down. And in fact, we do it quite often. We are blessed to have our children's elementary school at the end of our neighborhood with a playground that is open 24/7 for the neighborhood to use anytime they want. So a great way for us to spend an afternoon together is to walk down to that playground. The kids run around and play. We bring our dog and he gets exercise. And Jennifer and I get to be children for a couple hours and swing on the swings. It's a lot of fun. But then we make the walk back. And when we get to our street, we have that hill that we have to climb. And even though all six of us, I'll stay six because I'll include our dog, may start that journey at the same time, we don't always get there at the same time. If you're a 9-year-old full of energy, you can get up that hill pretty fast. If you're 40 and a little bit slower, it takes you a little bit longer. But there is no doubt that all six of us have the same desire, which is to get to our home. One of the dangerous readings of this scripture this morning is when you hear the term, they worshiped him, but some doubted. You can get into the dangerous idea of calling their faith into question. But the term doubted, especially in the Greek, has a wide scope of meanings. It may also mean to be hesitant. It may also mean to be uncomfortable or uncertain. And so for these folks, these 500 that are climbing this mountain, there may be some doubt. But that doubt may manifest itself in a little bit of hesitation, because they're not quite sure what they're going to see when they get to the top of the mountain. They have been told that Jesus Christ is risen, that Jesus Christ, who was dead on the cross, has conquered death and is alive again in the flesh. I imagine that that is more than a lot of brains would have been able to comprehend or understand. And so they move forward a little gingerly. There's probably some that have the anxiousness of a child and the energy just running up the mountain. But there's some that just move a little slower. And that slow moving is not a measure of the strength of someone's faith. That would be like saying a person who's been in church their whole life has more faith than someone who has recently come to accept Jesus Christ. That's just simply not true. And so this group is moving together. They have left the base of the mountain. They have left base camp to move towards the greater glory of Jesus Christ. So what does that mean for us today? Well, friends, I'll tell you this. We all find ourselves at the base camp right now, at the foot of a mountain. And at the top of that mountain is an opportunity to return to in-person worship, which I have no doubt there is not a person watching this today that is a member of Asbury United Methodist Church that does not want anything more than to be back together in person with their brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. I've always said that worship and church is a contact sport. We are built to shake hands. We are built to hug. We are built to hear the sounds of children running up and down the halls joyfully. And there will come a day when all of us get to experience that. But it's going to be a process. It's going to happen in steps. And I fully understand, and Pastor Didi fully understands, that when we reopen the doors, there will be so many of you that say, not yet. My comfort is not there yet. And I want you to know that that is perfectly okay. The strength of your faithfulness is not determined by whether or not you're sitting in a pew or whether or not you're sitting on your couch. The strength of your faithfulness is driven by your love for Jesus Christ and your love for neighbor. And it is those qualities that has made Asbury United Methodist Church a beautiful place to belong to. So as we work through this process of reopening our doors, as we go through the safety protocols, we get our sanitizer buckets, we get the chairs all clean and ready, we mark everything the way we're supposed to, we make sure we have our masks, we follow all the guidelines. We know that when we open those doors that first Sunday, there will be some of you there waiting to run inside. And there will be some of you saying, I need a minute, but I'll be there soon. And as one of your pastors, and I know I speak for Pastor Didi, we love all of you, regardless of where you are joining us in worship. Over the course of the next 3 weeks, we are going to unpack the teachings of Jesus in the Great Commission. verses 18 through 20. And I want you to take a little bit of time, and I want you to imagine ministry in 2020. I want you to pray and see where God has laid on your heart to move the gospel forward. We're going to challenge you, and we're going to challenge ourselves over the next 3 weeks to really look at the mission and ministries of Asbury United Methodist Church and ask the question, has the goalpost moved a little bit? Where else do we need to be to bring people to know the love of Jesus Christ? It's going to be an exciting 3 weeks, and I ask that you please do not miss it. If something comes into your heart and you feel like it is a great ministry and mission for Asbury United Methodist Church going forward, please send me an email, nick@asbury-lr.org. We would love to engage that conversation with you, because the greatest ministry ideas often come from the layperson in our church. I want to thank you for being with us this morning. I want to thank you for being with us every Sunday morning. May God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. Friends, please join me in reciting the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Worthy is the
Well, friends, it's been a blessing to be in worship with you today. I know when you see a tall ladder like this in the sanctuary, your mind first might go to Jacob's ladder, but that's not what this is. We are in the process of getting our equipment installed that will allow us to live stream our worship services every Sunday when we return to in-person worship. So for those of you that are going to come back a little bit later, that may slowly work yourself back as you get to that level of comfort, don't worry. We are putting the systems in place to make sure that on Sunday morning you can be right here with us and see everything that's going on at Asbury UMC. A big thank you to the Board of Trustees for approving that, and for Austin Pittman and the great folks over at Bedford that are doing the installation. Take a moment and freshen up your coffee. At 11 o'clock, we are going to wrap up our series, Road Trip, Paul's Journeys. We're going to take a look at the book of Philippians, and it'll be a time of wonderful conversation. I also want to point out that this Wednesday night, Pastor Didi is starting a study on the book of Psalms. It's going to be a four-week study on Zoom. If you're interested in signing up for that, you can do it in two ways. You can hit the QR code that is in the Asbury Five Things, or you can email the office and Cheryl will get you added to that class and get you the Zoom ID. It's a four-week study, and I assure you, you don't want to miss it. Now receive this benediction. Serve your God with patience and with passion. Be deliberate in living out your faith. Be steadfast in celebrating the Spirit that lives within you, and may peace be your way in the world. God loves you. Go in peace.